Okay. Fine, so it's better than I used to be. Just see people without a mic in the way. This is very good. Fine, but Yakel.
Can you hear?
The Maharsha is by Yakel, which is my Bamitsa Parsha. Ah, look at that.
Thank you.
What Parsha afterwards? And Yakel and Pukudet together.
And
Parsha's Chayim. Yeah, Parsha's Chayim. Oh. So this week in my shul, they have the advantage I can do two parshas, I can lay rather than just one parsha on Monday, Thursday. Okay. So we have the beginning of parsha, the juxtaposition between the Mishkan and the Shabbos. So Shabbos is in time, while the Mishkan is in space. So you have the Mishkan, which is an elevated time within the world, and Shabbos is a time, a moment in time, elevated from the rest of the week. And sometimes you can create Shechina, you can create Ruchnias by doing something, and Shabbos is by not doing something, you can create something. Okay, I'm going to explain that now. So, recently, there's been a big chizuk in Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is Makar Bracha. And I opened up that book that brought out from Hatzalah. There's a story over there about the lady that she was starting to keep Shabbos after she wasn't keeping Shabbos yet. And every week, because she was living in a secular kibbutz, she wasn't there for Shabbos. But that Shabbos in Chusar, because she was expecting, she was there in the kibbutz. And she felt like there was an invisible wall around her house. And they were going from house to house, and everyone to her house. And afterwards, they found the terrorist maps of the place, and it came out that it was crossed off her house. And this, in Eloka, they're not there on Shabbos. Shabbos is Makar HaBracha. And I met last week. I was in Etzisrom. We went to the Novam. We went to some of the kibbutzim, and we met Julia Kubishti. She was a Baal Shul for the last couple of years, and her husband isn't yet. And she's been going around, her son is a hostage, and she's been going around the country talking from place to place about Shemir Shabbos. She was going to Zichron Yaakov, she was going to B'nai Brak, she was speaking to our group, traveling the country, talking about Shemir Shabbos. And thousands of people have been makabel Shabbos, lighting Shabbos candles as a result, and there's a schus for her son Bar, who was at the festival, who's an incredible yid, an incredible neshama, and it should also be a schus for him and Achim and Beis Yisrael. So the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Lama Beis, we came across in Daf Yomi a couple of months ago already now, talks about that if someone is running in a Rishus HaRabim, when he's allowed to run, then any damage you're puzzled from. For example, example of doing something Rishus and damaging where it's Mutah, which is coming up soon, Potter from damages is a Purim. If someone is drunk, we're passing that. Because you're drunk and you're allowed to, therefore, if you cause any damages, you're Potter from damages. So the example the Gemara gives, if someone is running Erev Shabbos. So if you're running Erev Shabbos and you cause damage, you're Potter. So the Gemara says, what's an example of running Erev Shabbos? The Gemara says, Reb Chanina, is that the let's go and greet Shabbos, the color of Shabbos. So Rashi says, it's ka'olam ha'mekabo p'nei ha'melech. Ka'olam, like a man who's mekabo p'nei ha'melech, you're there to receive the king. So a person's running, it's bein ha'shrashos, they're running because it's Shabbos. So there's an Indian over here to run bein ha'shrashos to get ready. And we know that in Sfas, that's where the Minhag started, where the Alkabet composed the Lechadoidi, is they would go out to the fields to be Makabo Shabbos. They would go out to the fields to be Makabo Shabbos. This is how they would greet Shabbos. Now the Rambam says, in Hilchot Shabbos, Amud Rav Nehemiah with Shabbos, the four things which are said in Shabbos, Shayim in HaTorah, Shayim in Devar Sofer, Tum in HaTorah, Tum in Devar Sofer. Why are they? Shiva Torah is Zachar v'Shamar, Zodachos in Shemois and Shomer and Shomer is in Devarim Beschana. Veshenisparshu al yedei neviim, and his tulish which come through the neviim, just covered by it. So you have two principles which are mina Torah, and you have two which come from the neviim covered by it. So Zochus Shomer is mitzvah asay, and the mitzvah is loy sasei of Shabbos. And Oineg and covered, they come out from Divrei Hanevi'im. So the Rambam goes on to describe all four. We're just going to talk about one of them. Says the Rambam. Ezer covered, Zesh Omer Chachamim, Shem Mitzvah, Al-Odam. What did he mean covered Shabbos? What does it mean to give cover to Shabbos? Shem Mitzvah, Al-Odam, Lurcha, is part of Radlam. A person is a mitzvah to wash his hands and face. The Radlam is feet, Bechavim, the hot water, they have Shabbos. They covered Shabbos. This is covered Shabbos. Masati Petzitzis, Vyoshe covered Roish, she's preparing Yachulak Leha Kabbalah's Penny Shabbos, Kumoshu Yotzei Kras HaMelech, like he would go out to greet a king. This is how you prepare for Shabbos. You're ready, hot water, wash your hands and feet. This is how you prepare for Shabbos. Vachachom Roshonim and Kapsim Tamidim Erev Shabbos, and Masafim, he gathered all the Tamidim together for Shabbos, Orim, Boy Venetzi Likro Shabbos HaMelech. Let's go and greet Shabbos. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus, I have a sefer which I have, is written in English. He asks, he has a Meredek Shtickle over here, and I'd like to read to you from the beginning. One of the most beautiful aspects of Shabbos is greeting and receiving Shabbos when it begins. No Yom Tov or any other special time receives a special welcome like this. It's only on the holy day of Shabbos that we have the special mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos, of greeting the Shabbos greet. We address her if she was a person. We say, boy kala, Shabbos Malkasa. And when Shabbos ends, we escort her out with a special meal called Malav Malka. Escorting off the queen. Perhaps there's a mitzvah to eat a meal after Yom Tov too. But that meal isn't called Malav Malka. Only Shabbos do we escort and address as a queen. So that's where he starts off. So we see that Shabbos conducts itself as a person. She comes and leaves. She speaks up and makes claims. We honor her and we take care not to insult her. But here's Rav Shimshon Pinkus' question. But what's the meaning of all this? Why is Shabbos in particular treated as an actual individual? We refer to Shabbos as a guest in our home. Now the Yom Tovim are the mitzvahs are depicted as personalities. Besides Shabbos, we have Tefillin as a mitzvah, Mezuzah as a mitzvah, Pesach Shu as a mitzvah. Shabbos, what's Shabbos? Shabbos is a personality. So he said, if so, let's understand who Shabbos is. Whom are we welcoming when the sun sets on Friday? He says, we're not asking what is Shabbos, rather we're asking who is Shabbos. Who is Shabbos that we're welcoming? We're not asking what Shabbos. We understand the Shmir Shabbos. But who are you welcoming to Shabbos? So Shimshon Pinkus, he brings none other to answer this question than the Brisker Rav. This is the Brisker Rav. He brings a brisker up in Parshas Yisroel. Vayisru Rufidim. Vayom Min Basinai, they're right in Min Basinai because they're about to be Mekabal the Torah. Aseres the Dibros. Umosh Ola Likim Yukar Elo Ha'ak Shem Elo Ha'ak Lema Ha'ak Kusom Ha'ak Bezaf Ha'ak 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 Ba'atim tiri mamleches kohen v'goy kodesh. The mission of Klal Yisrael is to be a mamleches kohen v'goy kodesh. A holy nation, a great nation. It's a mission statement of you're supposed to be great. This is Klal Yisrael. Okay. V'yom v'moshe v'yikor zikne alfi. He tells him this message of Am Segula. And Klal Yisrael say, Nasa. Okay, Moshe goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'yim Hashem v'moshe. Hei anokhi bo'elecho ba'av onon. I'm not going to come out to you in clay, I'm going to come out to you ba'avonon. I'm going to be a thick cloud, it's going to be a veiled revelation. That's what he says. Okay. So now, Moshe goes back to this Vayagin Moshe. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, go tell that to Klal Yisrael. Vayagin Moshe es divrei ha'on el Hashem. So the pasuk then continues and says that Moshe went and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word of the people. Now, it doesn't say that Moshe, what the word of Klal Yisrael was back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, Naseh. Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to Hashem, and Hashem says, tell Klal Yisrael, I'm going to come to you in a veiled, thick cloud. But the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Klal Yisrael and goes back to Hashem, but doesn't say what Klal Yisrael was saying back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi there says, famous song, that when Hashem said he's going to reveal himself in a thick cloud, Klal Yisrael wasn't happy. They wanted a national revelation. They wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Became a song. They wanted to see Malkeinu. So Hashem says, fine, you want to see me? There's new instructions if you want to see me. What are the new instructions? So the pasuk continues. Which means these instructions weren't there till now. Now there's new instructions. Says the Brisker Rav like this. What are the three new instructions that they were going to have? Number one was, they would have to change their clothes and get ready their clothes. They would have to prepare. And number three, they would be likras, Moshe likras as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They went out to go meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Brisker Rav, what was the response? It's unbelievable. It's a Shabbos. Once they heard that they were going to be mekabel pnei Shechinah, because that's what they wanted, they didn't want to get the cloud, they wanted to see the Shechinah, then HaKadosh Baruch says you have to do three things. You have to change your clothes, they have to prepare, and they go and greet the HaKadosh Baruch, they go and greet the Shechinah. What was all this about? What's this about? Says the Brisker Rav, this is how you prepare to greet the Shechinah. What they were going to do now wasn't just hear a voice through a cloud. Klal Yisrael was greeting the Shechinah. And when you greet the Shechinah, those are the prerequisites. Why? It's because Ka'adam HaMekabal Pnei HaMelech. The Rambam says there's things that you have to do in order to receive the king. What do you have to do to receive the king? You have to change your clothes, you have to prepare, and you go out to greet the king. Those are the three things. Those are the special halachas that a person needs when they go to be Mekabal Pnei HaShechinah. So, says the Brisker Rav, says the Rishon Pinkus, this is Shabbos. This is Shabbos. Shabbos isn't just another mitzvah sase. Shabbos is Mekabal Pnei HaShechinah. You are going out to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that's why everything changes. Some people say, Boikala refers to Shabbos. Other people say Boikala refers to the Shechinah. The truth is, they're both right. It's the same thing. Shabbos, you're greeting the Shechinah himself. And when a Yid is getting ready for Shabbos, he's getting ready to be Mekabel Pnei HaShechinah. And when great people, they prepared, they knew what they were preparing for. They were preparing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in a very real way, different to the rest of them. That is Shabbos. Shabbos, you be Mekabel Pnei HaShechinah. That's Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, Rav Shimon Pinkus, he takes this to a whole new level. Chapter 4, Ayin Shav. He says that this. He says, now that you're being Mekabel Pnei HaShechinah, where was the other place? I said it right at the beginning. If Shabbos is a place in time, what's the place in space? Which is a place for the Shechinah? It's the Mishkan. Now listen to this. He gives at least six similarities between Shabbos and the Mishkan. Number one, so if the Mikdash was the place of the Shechinah, so number one, there were special clothes. In the base of Mikdash, there were special clothes that person had to wear in the base of Mikdash. Number two, the Kohen, when he would enter into the Avodah, he would have to wash by the Kiyar. The halacha is, it comes to Shabbos, the person is supposed to cover Shabbos, have a wash. Number three, there was a menorah. Menorah that was always lit in the base of Mikdash. A person lights Shabbos candles, the cover Pnei HaShechinah, because you're going to have the Shechinah in your house. Number four, the Shabbos table set, the schalos on the Shabbos table, what does that represent? So Shulchan, Tzaddikim even have Zeichen of this, 12 chalos on the Shabbos table, Zeichen to the Shulchan, Malak Voya, that was in the base of Mikdash. Number five, yeah, the halacha is to have meat on Shabbos. In the base of Mikdash, there was basa that could only be eaten in the base of Mikdash. That's what you did in the base of Mikdash. And number six, Shem Pinkus calls fragrance of Shabbos. So he has a havamina that the fragrance of Shabbos is the chalent. But then he says that the fragrance of Shabbos is the shalom bayis in the home. the tranquility of the home that's created on Shabbos. Just like in the Beis Hamikdash, there was a ketores, a special halacha of the ketores, which is some sort of fragrance that was in the Beis Hamikdash. Shabbos, the atmosphere of Shabbos, you have someone, sometimes I've had people come into our home who have never experienced Shabbos. They say, walking into home, I feel there's an atmosphere of Shabbos in the home. There's an atmosphere of shalom, of calmness, that's created through the halacha, created what you can't do on Shabbos. But what you're engaging is a feeling of the shechina through shalom and ishtayin, a shalom between the children, a shechina, a tranquility in the house of Shabbos. So with your house, is a mocker of Ashuras Hashchina in a whole new way on Shabbos, similar, almost like to the point of the way the Shechina came into the Mishkan, into the Mishkan, into the Beis Hamikdash. There's one more thing I want to add into this. This is a Dove Nifla Adloid. Erev Shabbos, Shabbos comes in, we come home from Shul, and we sing Shalom Aleichem. So we know that there's two Malachim that come with us, they walk into the home, and we sing Shalom Aleichem, welcoming, and then we say, Seiskam Shalom. We tell the Malachim to leave us. So we say, like, so thank you for escorting me, and now leave me. So Pasha Pasha, it's not so nice. You know, you're saying, I really appreciate you've come to escort me, give me a bracha to my home, this is how it should be next week. And then you tell them, like, I hope it's okay, like, do you mind leaving now? It's not very nice. So you just invited them to your home, just come. How can you say, Seiskam Shalom? So one answer, which we should pick up brings, is from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says that what you're doing is, similar to Yaakov Avinu, is you're saying Shalom Aleichem to the angels of Shabbos, and you're saying Seiskam Shalom to the Bidya Malachim. But, says Rishon Shem Pinkas, that is, he says that what you're doing on Shabbos is you're telling the Malachim, I really appreciate you've come to my home, but I don't need you. I now have the Shechina himself. It's nice to have Malachim that come to my house and escorting me from Shul. But now I have the Shechina himself. Shabbos, the craving, the echsoy from Shabbos, is a great line Rabbi Kadosh says, listen to this. He says, I don't want my Talmidim to keep Shabbos. I want my Talmidim to crave Shabbos. Kray echsoy noyam Shabbos. Craving, wanting to be with the Shechina. Having that yichidus with the Shechina on Shabbos is what we're aiming for. To feel the tranquility, to feel the simcha of being with the Shechina itself on Shabbos. That's what Pinker says, like, that's why when the Kohen Gadol went into the Flayim and the Flim, no one was allowed, even the Malachim weren't allowed. We say, Seiskam Hashem saying, Malachim, I love you so much, but now it's just a date with the Shechina himself. Same way a date, you switch everything off, you light the candles, you have a white tablecloth. It's Shabbos is my date with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Shechina himself. And all the mitzvahs and all the atmospheres all there to create this moment of Shechina, of Noyam Shabbos, of Kli Echsoy, being with the Shechina himself. So I want to add another aspect of Shabbos. We spoke about that there's Kavod HaNoyneg, and there's also Zochah V'Shama. So you all know, that the Zochah V'Shama, where does it come from? Zochah comes from what? From the first Tereser, and Shama comes from Reis Chana, the second Tereser Divrus. So the Mara asks, you know, but then we say so Rashi tells us, the Zochah V'Shamra, what? Never B'Shriyacha. So we said at the same time. Now, asks Mara, there's many, many differences between the first set of Aseret Divrus and the second set of Aseret Divrus. So why is it Dafka Chazal chose these were the two that would be never B'Dibrachot? Why does it have to be like that? Maybe it's a little to learn from each one. Why was it these two had to be learned and never b'dibur echad? You hear the question? Why was it they had to be said in the same breath? Nothing else had to be said in the same breath. There's different limudim why each one was said in Parshas Yisroel, some were said in Parshas Vetzchanan. Why is it that the Zochah V'Shama had to be said b'dibur echad? So the Maharal says like this. Maharal says in Shabbos, there's doubles of everything. Two candles, two loaves of bread, there were two karbanos that brought out. Says Maharal, why? Why is it two? So he answers, because Shabbos is in this world, and Shabbos is in Olam Haba. What does he mean by that? What does Maharal mean? The Shabbos in this world, and the Shabbos in the next world? So this, there's a very, very important nusayda over here. If I would ask you, what is the avoida of Shabbos? What's the avoida of Shabbos? So you understand what being makabel pnei hashchina. What is the avoida of Shabbos? What are you supposed to know on Shabbos? What's the avoida? And I bring, who says the avoida? Maybe if I sit by the beach all day, that's Shabbos. Okay, so I'll daven as well. What's the avoida of Shabbos? Svatama says that we say ritzei b'mnuchaseinu. Ritzei b'mnuchaseinu means it's some sort of ritzui. Ritzui comes by avoida, by tefillah. So what is the avoida of Shabbos? What's the avoida of Shabbos? So my Rav says like this, and for me this was unbelievable when I heard it for the first time from Rabbanitz. He explained like this. What's the mizmar? What's the song of Shabbos? What's the song of Shabbos? Not the whole world is waiting. No, not that. What is the song of Shabbos? Huh? No? Mizmor Shirim Shabbos. Mizmor Shirim Shabbos. This is the song of Shabbos. We say it three times over Shabbos. This is the song. Mizmor Shirim Shabbos. Now, what is the song of Shabbos? So that, what is it all about? You know, everyone's going to Slavos, Asr Chadoidi. What is it all about? What is it all about? Huh? What?
Hodes Hashem.
That's the first two sentences. But then it's the Hodes Hashem. But then it starts going into Ishba Aloyeda, Ichsil Yom Nezois. It's talking about Tzadik Ben Raloi. It means Tzadik Atom Yifrach, but don't worry, even though I see that the Rishoyim are doing so well, but don't worry, there's another world where everything will be sorted, everything will be carried out by Kosh Baruch Hu. The Shmodim Adiyad, they will be punished in the next world. Why are we going to the philosophy of why bad things happen to good people? Like, don't worry, you'll see the answers in the world to come. This is the song of Shabbos. This is the song of Shabbos. Keep at Tov Lehinu Hashem. Why is it going into the whole Tzadik Ben Raloi business? This whole deep philosophical issue of Shabbos. This is the song of Shabbos. And what does it mean that Hashem rested on Shabbos? Hashem, I always joke with my Talmidim, Hashem was like wiped out, he had to have like a coke, he was so tired, he had to rest on Shabbos. What does it mean that Hashem rested on Shabbos? So the way that Rebekah explains based on the Maharal was like this. He's like, what was the Shavisa of Shabbos? The Shavisa of Shabbos was, Hashem took a step back and he said, the world is perfect. For 6 days, Hashem was creating and doing and fixing the world, and came Shabbos. The menuch of Shabbos, which Hashem created, of any toiv ma'oid, was the world is perfect. The declaration of Shabbos was Hashem saying, now that I've created the world, and what do I mean by that? I created everything. I've created Olam Hazeh, and I've created Olam Haba. Now that I've created everything, now the world is perfect. If it was just 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, the world isn't perfect. Because there's much more than that. But now that I've created Olam Haba, now you'll understand there's much more to the world than just this world. You'll be able to understand there's a bigger picture to everything. You'll be able to see how there's much more to the world. Now I can say Toy Ma'oid. Now that I see there's a whole different world as well, come Shabbos, I can have a menucha. Because during the week, I'm busy, I have to fix, I have to do, there's a lot to do. That's our job, to become and do and fix. Come Shabbos, I take a step back. I say, Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. He created a perfect world. The menucha of Shabbos is every time I don't do a menucha, it's not just I'm not doing malacha, I'm sitting back. It's, my avodah is, I'm tapping into emuna bitachon and saying, Hashem runs the world. He knows what he's doing. I don't have to, I can just be on Shabbos. I don't have to do on Shabbos. It takes thinking about. It's an avodah. Shabbos is taking a step back and being calm. What's the testimony we do on Friday night? By Chulu, what are we standing up doing exactly? What's this Eidus? What's this testimony that we're doing? So it says the Teres of Rome. This Teres of Rome is a whole Maimah here on Shabbos. You need to go through it. This is a must for understanding what Shabbos is. You need to have a chabura of chevron going through the Shabbos. Menuchah shel Shabbos. Menuchah shel Shabbos. Eidikum menuchah shel chol. It's not just like relaxing during the week. Well, I can relax on a Sunday. What do I need Shabbos for? Eidikum menuchah shel Shabbos avoidah. It's an avoidah. And he says like this. Eidus zu. This Eidus is testimony. You're saying Hashem runs the world. Which is vayichudu. Hashem runs the world. He knows what he's doing. He called Eidikum Shabbos. He called Ikka Shabbos, which means you have someone who says, I'm Shema Shabbos. All of that is like, yeah, I keep everything. But they've never thought what they're actually doing. Are they Shema Shabbos? Is that really Shema Shabbos yet? Is that Shabbos? Or is that just keeping things you don't do? The real Shabbos is the avodah of emunah b'tochen, of saying, Hashem, you run the world. I can relax. I can take a step back. And be calm. It says, Nasa Malachta al Da'achirim. All the work that I was worried about, the fundraising, the money I had to raise, the finances I had to secure for property, like my work. Nasa Malachta al Da'achirim. Hashem runs the world. I can just be on Shabbos. I can just be and work on getting rid of all the thoughts that I'm stressed and anxious and worried about. Hashem, you run a perfect world. There's this world, there's another world, there's purpose to everything. That's the Eidos of Shabbos that I'm giving. Eidos of Shabbos. I'll end up, I had something else to talk about, but I'm not going to get there. This is unbelievable. What? This is amazing. At the end of Lach HaDoidi, we turned around. We turned around and say, Boy, V'Shalom, Nikos Kala, V'Nei Shalom, I can't remember. By Shabbat, I tell you about it. I'm saying I'm good about Shabbat. I got it. Okay. Why do you turn around? So the pashas you'd say is you turn around to greet Shabbos. Listen to this. If Shabbos is the Olam Haba, what's Olam Haba? Olam Haba is everything is afuch. The people that you thought the biggest tzaddikim, you know that plumber who spent every single morning sitting and learning for an hour. That guy who's working so hard, sits and has a chavrus at the end of the day, the person who's pushing himself and changes midas, they'll be in the front. Everything is the opposite in the world to come. Everything is clear. Everything you thought was bad was really good. Everything is, and you get a bigger picture, understanding all my struggles, I see the complete opposite when I go to Olam Haba. So if Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba, you know what I do? I turn around and I say, yeah. And now I'm going into Shabbos. Shabbos in the Eid al-Mahaba. Understand that Shabbos I can let go of all those worries. Because I understand that even those worries are also good for me. So the simcha of Shabbos, of Emunah B'tochen, is saying, ah, Hashem, you run the world. Everything is good. You're by my side. I've secured it. And then by the time you get to the end of Shabbos, at echad, b'shimcha echad, menuchas ahava, menuchas adav, menuchas shalim, there's a menucha that you've reached by the end of Shabbos. Because you've worked on yourself to get to that place of tranquility, of emunah, of bitachon, knowing that Kosh Baruch Hu runs the world, knowing that Hashem runs the world. I have two stories to say. I'll just say one of the stories that I wanted to get to. I didn't get to the end of it. It's a famous story about Rob. He was in America fundraising, and he walks into a car, and the driver, he sits on the passenger seat. So he's sitting by the passenger seat, and he notices there's a steering wheel there. That's very strange. So he goes to the driver and says, "Why have you got a steering wheel over here?" So the person says, "Because my kid, every time I'm driving, he gets so excited, he wants to like grab onto the steering wheel. So I thought it was really dangerous. So I put him a fake steering wheel over there." So Rob's like, "Okay, you know, okay." So the driver, we go around the corner. And the Rav, he grabs onto the steering wheel as he's going around the corner. So the driver says, I told you that it doesn't work. Why are you holding onto it?" So he says, "I know it's ridiculous. And I know that this steering wheel does nothing. But I also wanted to make myself understand that Hashem puts us through life thinking that we're holding onto the steering wheel. That everything that we do is, this is what's going to make it work. But really, it's just a Shabbos. Really, our Shabbos doesn't achieve, we just have to do it. The Zatah, the Shemaya, and everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So she wanted to hold on to Hashem, to realize that really, my effort isn't what does it. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu by our side. Shabbos, you let go of the steering wheel. And we think we are in control of everything. We think like, oh, if I don't do this, I have to do this, I have to. Come Shabbos, you just be. You just be. Being. Olam Haba is a place where you don't do anything anymore. You're just in a state of being. During the week, you try to become, you try to do. This world is a world where you're never happy, it's never enough, you have to do. That's the world Hashem made us like that. Olam Haba is a place where you're just in a state of being. It's being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling the security of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not needing to do anything because Hashem runs the world ultimately. The world can continue just fine. This is the Simcha of Shabbos, this is the Avodah of Shabbos, and this is the Ritzei B'mnuch HaSein, where a person can feel and experience on Shabbos. For Shabbos.
I'm going to go to the hospital.